My name is Stephen Lamb. I run a small little company called Touching the Earth Lightly. My aim is to try and involve people in conservation. At COP17 in Durban, this is where we are right now, I had the privilege of being awarded a contract to build a stand for the city of Cape Town. The city of Cape Town have started a campaign called the Climate Smart Cape Town Campaign, and they needed an exhibition area in which to host their events and to showcase the projects that they're doing. And they're a coalition campaign of about 15 different organizations in the Western Cape, and they're all focusing on trying to get cities to gear up and to make strategic decisions around and preparing for climate change, specifically for cities. My involvement in this was to design and create and build the physical space in which the city of Cape Town is interacting with the public every day here at COP17. And so we put in a proposal to the city of Cape Town about 3 months ago, and we were awarded that contract about a month and a half ago. And so we came to Durban to build this exhibition. Myself and a very clever architect by the name of Andre Rademeyer and I put our heads together, and we came up with a concept that is trying to showcase in the simple ways for pedestrian people how they can involve themselves in an issue like climate change. And the structure that we built is using scaffolding. And scaffolding traditionally is a transitionary material, i.e. it's meant to build something else. It's not meant to be the building. So what we did was we turned it on its head a bit, and we've made a bit of an experiment here in a temporary outdoor structure. We've taken scaffolding and then we've clad it with 2,500 milk crates, recycled milk crates, and we filled them with about 22,000 milk bottles. And there we've created an exterior shell on that, which is being held up by scaffolding. So that's the exterior, and we put a roof on top of it, and then we put a floor inside of it, and we created a sheltered environment. The concept here is that we're wanting to do a few things. We're wanting to tell the story of Cape Town with it. The story of Cape Town is the story of the Khamisa River. And the Khamisa River is a beautiful river that flows down the middle of Table Mountain, down a thing called the Platteklip Gorge. And the Platteklip Gorge is the colonial name for a crack that runs down the middle of Table Mountain. And down this crack runs a beautiful stream. And this stream is fed by water that comes from what we call the tablecloth on Table Mountain. And that stream is fed by the clouds condensing on top of Table Mountain, forming little droplets, and those droplets make a stream. And that stream used to flow all the way down the city bowl, which used to be an indigenous forest of Afro-Montane forest, and with lots of beautiful animals before the settlers arrived, the Dutch and the English settlers. And it was drunk from by the original hikers of Table Mountain, and that would have been the Khoisan people. They would have drunk from what they called the Khamisa River. We have subsequently called it the Platteklip Stream, because when the Dutch arrived, they all but obliterated the indigenous Khoisan people and outcompeted them for access to this water. And they did that, interestingly enough, and I don't think Cape Town really knows this fact about Cape Town. They did that because Cape Town was supposed to be settled in Saldanha Bay. It's a much better harbour. It's a much better port for ships that were coming, arriving in the bay to settle. But there was no water there. So they literally decided to move from Saldanha Bay to Cape Town. And they moved Cape Town from Saldanha Bay to Cape Town, or as we know Cape Town today, for one reason only. And that is because people need water. And the beautiful waters of the Khamisa River was that water. And So when the Dutch arrived and they settled the first colony in the Table Bay harbor, naturally they needed water. And with the slavery of and the enslaving of the Khoisan people came the forced washing of the linen of the Dutch settlers at the time. And what they did was they found a big flat rock, a granite rock, which the Camisa River would flow over. And it's still there today. They would have to walk up and literally wash and beat the linen of their masters on this big flat rock. And the Dutch called it Die Plat Klip. And speaking Dutch, Afrikaans being a derivative of Dutch, they called it Die Platte Klip. And that's where Platte Klip Gorge gets its name from. And that's where the Platte Klip River gets its name from. And that's interesting because that name has stuck, the Platte Klip Stream and the Platte Klip River. But the original name of that river was called the Camisa. And the Camisa River means in English the place of sweet water. And it is particularly sweet because it runs down our beautiful mountain. And it's the reason why we're here. It's the reason why you and I live in Cape Town. It's the reason why my parents are here. It's the reason why all the suburbs, all the streets, all the buildings, everything is here in Cape Town. Our bloodlines, our ancestry, our culture, our creed, everything is in Cape Town because of a small little river that runs down the front face of Table Mountain called the Camisa. And that's a beautiful story. It's a globally relevant story, and it's a Cape Town story, and it's real, it happened. And I think it's something that the listeners of Bush should maybe contemplate and listen and understand and also celebrate, because the story of the Camisa River is the story of emancipation from slavery. It's the story of the new South Africa. It's the story of democracy. It's the story of life. It's the story of people. The story of the Platte Klip River, well, the reference to the Platte Klip Stream and Platte Klip Gorge, that has a slave connotation to it, of an old apartheid South Africa. And so what we're wanting to do here at COP17 is to use the story of this natural, beautiful, flowing river and how it's defined the human settlement history of Cape Town and of people as an example to show, A, that as people we're not that smart. We need water, and like animals going to a watering hole, we follow water. We followed it from Saldanha Bay and we started a thing called Cape Town. We're wanting to say that water is the basis of all life. We're wanting to say that on our doorsteps, every day, we've got a story. And it flows from Table Mountain every day. You can still go to the Platte Klip rock where that washing would have happened. And you can still hear the gurgling sounds of that river going every day. You can still put your feet in that water and you can still drink from that water. The water hasn't stopped flowing because nature's carried on. The clouds have carried on condensing on the top of Table Mountain into water droplets. The river's carrying on going down. And if you sat on that rock, which you can do, at any time, you can go and walk there. You'll sit down and you'll look at the bustling city bowl below you and it hums. It's got its own unnatural energy to it. But you can sit and listen to the gurgling waters of the Camisa as well. And if you tune into that, then you're tuning into a very simple message, which is water is precious. People follow water, and without water, we will die and we will have nothing. So the story of the Cape Town Climate Smart Campaign Stand, which Touching the Earth Lightly and Star Architects, local Cape Town collaborative initiative have done, is for Cape Town. It's a story about Cape Town. It's a gem of a story. It's our history and it's also our future. And our children need to know that because they will be faced with the challenges of water security, challenges of overpopulation, challenges around access to a free and available water. Water must be free. Water must be available. We must learn from the lessons of the colonials that settled here, and that is, don't kill people for water. Don't start wars for water. These are going to be challenges that will happen soon. They will come soon. And they will land on our children's doorsteps. So when I've biodegraded, when I die, I like to say when I biodegrade, that's what's going to happen. I'm going to go back into the earth. I'm as biodegradable as you are, as the leaf that falls on the ground, or as the apple that I throw into the bin. I'm biodegrading even now, you know. Then who's going to take that story forward? And who's going to tell that story? Well, it's the children. The children are going to tell that. And it's one that needs to be listened to and heard by the children. And as adults, we've got a responsibility to tell that, especially in Cape Town. Cape Town is beautiful for many reasons. But it's not just because we've got a beautiful flat mountain that we call Table Mountain. By the way, Table Mountain is not Table Mountain. Table Mountain is Hurikwakho. The word for Table Mountain is Hurikwakho, and that's the original Khoisan word, which means the mountain in the sea. And again, that's talking about the real roots of Table Mountain. And it's giving praise and recognition to the original hikers on Table Mountain. They weren't you and I. They were the Khoisan. And they were walking on that mountain long before the Dutch and the English arrived. And they're drinking from that river long before we arrived too. And so we want to keep it real. We want to keep it honest. We want to keep it simple. That is and has been the design influence or informant to the stand that we built here at COP. And I think that that was duly recognized by the organizers of COP in that, because we won the best green stand design.